Okay, imagine 40 pounds of explosives dropped in 10 minutes. It happened earlier this week in a massive airstrike against suspected al-Qaeda strongholds in Iraq. It also happened on the eve of a big Iraq-related anniversary. Here's what President Bush said in a televised address to the American people on January 10th, 2007.
So I've committed more than 20,000 additional American troops to Iraq. Even if our new strategy works exactly as planned, deadly acts of violence will continue, and we must expect more Iraqi and American casualties. The question is whether our new strategy will bring us closer to success. I believe that it will.
Well, the debate still surges over the increase in troops as the clashes on the ground make up the week in Iraq. As we do periodically, we look back at the events of the week with someone in the know. Today, joining us live from Baghdad is Josh Partlow, Iraq correspondent for The Washington Post. Hi, Josh.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. So fill us in. What's the name of this big operation that took place this week, and where was it focused?
Well, the operation was called Phantom Phoenix. It was focused in several different places across the country. I would say the main one was in Diyala province, which is just north of Baghdad. There was also a lot of activity. Like you mentioned, the bombing campaign was south of Baghdad in a place called Arab Jabur. It seemed like most of the ground troops, the soldiers out actually going house to house and in the villages, were north of the city, and the bombing, the air operations were to the south.
So this area of Abu Jabur, I read one article, it was described as full of date palm groves and fields. So what was going on down there that this needed to be a place where action was needed?
Well, this has always been a place, at least for the past few years, that's been an insurgent hangout. They call it, part of that area down there, they call it the Triangle of Death. You may have heard
sure.
that term. It's, you know, it's an area where they didn't used to have a lot of American soldiers, and they hardly had any in some places, Iraqi security forces. I know Arab Jabur in particular, it's just not far out of Baghdad, but it gets very rural out there. It didn't have any Iraqi policemen at all. So it's a place that, you know, they could gather and they could basically have a sanctuary. And the U.S. military, they say that these guys use this kind of area to plan their attacks, to build their car bombs, and then they take them into Baghdad and blow them up.
Because there weren't any Iraqi police,
right.
There weren't any U.S. troops, and we weren't necessarily
right.
patrolling it with drones or anything.
Right. They sort of had free reign. It's a, like you mentioned, there's a lot of cover. There's a lot of palm trees, orchards. You know, you can hide things under there, and the drones wouldn't be able to see them. So they were, until the soldiers came in last year, you know, when they did come in, they found roadside bombs everywhere, and there was a pretty big fight to clear that area, and it's still been kind of a problem for them, and so that's why I think you saw this was a focus of the bombing campaign.
So while this bombing campaign was going on, there was also an incident in the northern area in Diyala you talked about involving six troops and a booby-trapped house. Can you explain what happened?
Yeah, it's that tactic, I hear about that most often actually in Diyala province where that happened. For some reason, it's fairly common al-Qaeda technique. Well, they will rig a house with explosives and wait until American or Iraqi soldiers will come in. And it's either that it will just their very entering will set off the bombs or someone will watch them go in and then detonate it. I'm not sure what exactly happened in this instance. We haven't had all the details yet, but it did. One of these houses was rigged with explosives in it, and it killed six American soldiers. And so it was one of the more devastating losses for the American troops in a couple months.
Are the houses set up as traps? Is there something about the house that would make the soldier want to go in it? Why would the soldiers go in them?
They just basically go in almost, you know, I mean, when they're clearing an area, they go in every house they can. It's a methodical process. They go house by house by house. So there's nothing probably, unless they had a tip on this house, it probably wasn't anything special other than it was in their area that they were trying to check out.
Well, this Phantom Phoenix bombing campaign and ground campaign, the Pentagon has framed it as part of the surge, which, of course, is fiercely debated over here. The president, at a press conference before leaving for the Middle East, described the effects of the surge on Iraqi citizens. Let's listen to the president real quickly.
Violence across the country continues to decrease. And as the security improves, life is returning to normal in communities across Iraq, with children back in school, and shops reopening, and markets bustling with commerce.
So that's what the president says. Then this week, the World Health Organization, along with the Iraqi government, released a study. They climbed in some controversial waters. They crunched some numbers, and the World Health Organization says that 151,000 Iraqi civilians have died since the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Would you put that number in a context for us, given what the president just described?
Yeah, well, it's both higher and lower than numbers we often hear. So it's a little bit difficult with these surveys where it's a random sample of Iraqis, mm-hmm. and it's not an exact body count. So to know the degree of accuracy, the number you often hear from an organization called Iraq Body Count, which basically tabulates media reports of civilian deaths, puts it in the 50, 60, 70,000 range. And there was a study published in a Lancet journal that put it more at about over 600,000. So this falls in between. The Iraqi health minister who has participated in some way in the study, who we talked to on the phone, said, he thinks it's accurate, but they also haven't given their own numbers. They say they have an accurate tally, but haven't made it public yet. So it's a really thorny issue here, and no one really knows for sure.
Josh Partlow is in Baghdad. He's the Iraq correspondent for The Washington Post. Hey, thanks for sharing your reporting, and stay safe.
Hey, thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Coming up on the show...
What is coming up on the show? Oh, the writer's strike is coming up on the show. What's going on? Is it almost settled? Will it ever be settled? Who's winning it? When can we expect fresh television? And will the movies that come out after it really stink?
You're a guy with a lot of questions.
I have a lot of questions. We're going to get some answers.
And I need answers from one of our guests who was on the show yesterday.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Our pants-off subway guest.
A controversy here on the Bryant Park Project.
Perhaps. Stay with us here. We're back in about 60 seconds.
He pulled a fast one on us.